Now to Turkey. In the capital city, Ankara, police used more tear gas on anti-government demonstrators yesterday. The protests come at a sensitive moment for the country's economy, which was long considered a regional bright spot. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul.
If there is a jewel in the crown of Recep Tayyip Erdogan's decade in power, it's the enviable record of growth that has tripled the average Turk's per capita income and brought in a flood of foreign investment. But with protesters clogging downtown Istanbul, business people say Erdogan's failure to quickly calm things down has them nervous. A major tour operator says 50% of reservations have been canceled, and business conferences are being moved elsewhere. In a tourist neighborhood adjacent to the demonstrations in Taksim Square, Mubera Arison with the Turkish Hotel Association says they're feeling it too.
All the people were a bit frightened, and we received at the first week, last week, many cancellations, of course. It's like 25%, 30% of our reservations.
On the other hand, she says bookings for the rest of the summer have remained strong, and over in Taksim Square, the occasional tour guide can be seen. Herding a wide-eyed knot of visitors past the overturned cars and protesters' tents, an impromptu taste of adventure tourism. A visitor from Shanghai says she and her husband weren't expecting this when they booked their holiday.
During the day, we are safe, so we are not so worried.
Don't be too close.
Don't be too close, her husband says, referring to shattered storefronts and other unexpected sights. At a cafe overlooking the Bosphorus Strait, Marmara University economist Hayri Kozanoglu says Turkey is right to be proud of its robust economy, but a closer look reveals a dangerous dependence on what economists call hot money, short-term investments that can be pulled quickly if need be.
But recently, the proportion of hot money, especially short-term deposit, increased, which means they don't believe in Turkish economy.
Turkey's dependence on foreign capital isn't likely to diminish soon, with a bevy of mega projects and a bid to host the 2020 Olympics in the works. Economic columnist Emre Delivelli says Prime Minister Erdogan's hard rhetorical line makes him wonder if his economic advisor has warned him of the implications.
Hasn't he spoken to Erdogan? Hasn't he explained how dangerous the situation is? You know, from an economic and financial point of view, Erdogan is playing with fire.
Erdogan has presided over Turkey's rise into the top 20 world economies, and he wants to see it crack the top 10 by 2023, the centennial of the Turkish Republic. Whether he can quell the protests and how he does so may have a significant impact on where Turkey's economy heads next. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
You're listening to NPR News.